Okay, now we're going to talk about identifying your launch story. And now if you're just going to do like a real quick launch, like the tax sale or something, you don't have to work on this that hard. But if you're going to do a bigger launch, like your internal launch or a JV launch, then really nailing down a story is important. Part of that is all about your product and, you know, making it a compelling offer and everything. But really, the best launches really have a good story. And you really should have a good character, overall character and story to your business outside of just the launches. And so that's what we're really going to work on here. Now, first of all, I hope you did your module one homework. We went, you know, very extensively worked through that, trying to figure out, create an avatar for your customer and put you in the mindset of your customer. Now we want to talk about the character and storyline. And I'm going to show you a few that have worked pretty well for me over and over. So one is the idea of the reluctant hero. And this is, people love reluctant heroes. They love heroes. And when they're reluctant heroes, that means that they didn't really set out to be heroes. It's not like they've got some huge ego. And frankly, this is sort of like the takeaway sale. There's actually some scarcity at play here. Like when someone's reluctant to do something, it just drives us. We want them more. We want to know more about them. We want to be more with them. So the reluctant hero, I'm going to show you an example of that in just a second. And then there's the loss and redemption. This is a classic story where you have something, you've achieved something, and then you lose it, and then you get it back. And that's, that's a very, very compelling story that we see over and over again in movies. Both of these, you see these a lot in movies, both The Reluctant Hero and Loss and Redemption. So I will, I'll show you an example of that as well. And then Joseph Campbell, I'm just going to throw this out there because this is, Joseph Campbell was a writer, a researcher, and he did a lot of research into all the myths in the world, or a lot of them, and found very common theme among so many of the myths throughout the entire world and throughout history. He wrote a book called The Power of Myth and wrote several books, but he boiled it down to what he called the hero's journey. And the hero's journey, I'm just sort of going to throw this out. I'm not going to give an example for this, but basically this is a story plot line that we see over and over and over. It's the call to adventure, and then the refusal of the call, the acceptance of the call. After you take it, this is sort of the quest. After you accept the call, then there's going to be many trials and tribulations, then a supreme ordeal. And then you return from your quest as a hero. You know, a classic example is Star Wars follows this to a T. Almost just all kinds of science fiction movies, adventure movies, Western movies, they all follow this same plot line. It's amazing. The call to adventure, the refusal, the acceptance, all kinds of trials, a big, huge supreme ordeal, and then the return as the hero. I mean, even if you look at Harry Potter, it's very, very similar to this. Over and over and over again, you see that hero's journey or the quest. So, I mean, I haven't gone as far as building that entire thing into a launch, but many themes you see in my launches reflect parts of the hero's journey. So let me show you a reluctant hero story that I used several years ago. Okay, here's a sales letter, and this is the sales letter for my original product launch formula where I very much play the reluctant hero. So I'm just going to scroll down here, and here we go. There it is, the reluctant guru right in the subhead. I'm not making any bones about it. I've actually been using this. I use the reluctant guru quite a bit, even back in my trading stuff back as far as like 2001, 2000, I use this whole reluctant guru theme because it works really, really well. Okay, so here you can say, I will admit it, I like to rub shoulders with the elite of the marketing world, yada, yada. But I also like to think, here we go. But I also like to keep things quiet, which is why I live out in the Colorado mountains. Heck, the nearest highway overpass 60 miles away. When I want some serious business interaction, I pick up the phone, but I don't answer the phone. I don't take clients. One friend calls me the reluctant guru. I don't want a bunch of demands on my time. When the word about just a few of my successful launches started circulating among the online marketing world, I didn't mind one bit. It's nice having Kern and Reese and Yannick calling you up to talk about marketing. Then I go on. However, let's see. You see, I wanted to have my cake and eat it too. I wanted to hang out with Reese and Kern, but I didn't want to create a mass following. I guess I am a reluctant guru. I mean, it's really nice to be recognized in your field, but I'd rather be out riding my mountain bike or paddling my kayak down a wilderness river or hanging out with my family or playing tennis with my buddies every Friday. So here I'm just sort of setting it up that, you know, I've got these crazy skills that people want to hire me, but I don't want to be hired and I just want to, you know, sit off and have a good time. Now right here, the grand plan smashed to pieces. Here we go. And you know what? My plan worked really well until August 17, 2004. That's when John Reese launched Traffic Secrets and sold $1.08 million of product in a single day. And while that shocked a lot of people, it didn't shock me. John was using my launch techniques. I know how powerful they are. But it was what John did next that set into play a chain reaction that really shook my world. You see, a day after the tour after the event, John published his Million Dollar Day report. In that report, John gave me a large amount of credit for his huge sales days. Now, here we go. It was nice of John to publish it. But now I know John was just trying to be nice and shine the spotlight my way. But that's when things really changed in my sleepy little office. And this really wasn't a change I was looking for. The phone rang off the hook. Everyone wanted to get a hold of me. And I'm embarrassed to admit it that I didn't answer even one of those calls. I never returned a single voicemail. So here I am just being a nice guy. I regret that to this day. If you were one of those people that called, then I just want to say I'm sorry. So this is the whole idea, like, the reluctant guru, where I was the guru and the guru's guru that all the big names were coming to, but I really didn't want to come out. I didn't want to, you know, take on a big clientele. But then here I tell the story. So this is really in that Joseph Campbell thing. This is the call to adventure here. When John released this report and all of a sudden people started calling me, that was the call to adventure. Here was my refusal of the call when I didn't answer any of the voicemails. I didn't pick up the phone. I just hit out. Then I answered the call. You know, a few months later, my buddy Yannick Silver asked me to speak at his underground seminar, and I said yes. And then I think we probably lose the parallel to Joseph Campbell's theme a little bit. But basically, then I came out and I decided to go ahead and publish, and now I am the reluctant guru. And so that was basically my story right in here, where I start off. You know, I explain, I'm the guru's guru, how I got exposed, how I really didn't want to do it. And then in the end, I decided I was finally going to come out with this product because these guys really egged me into doing it. So that's a little bit of the reluctant guru and, you know, a little bit of that hero's journey. Now I want to cover the loss and redemption storyline. So this is a sales letter I used for my Product Launch Live workshop. And in it, I basically start off reprising a little bit of that story that I did in the last sales letter, talking about how I started off, how John Reese did the Million Dollar Day. You know, that's sort of this theme that I'm repeating. Then it goes, tells a little bit about the event. And then right here, how and why I became the go-to launch expert. I've been the guru to gurus. Then Basically, I'm setting up the fall, the loss piece. Here's a fact I've observed over and over. When you master the skill of doing product launches, you become the master of your own fate. So I'm just setting up this loss that I'm about to share with them. You can write your own destiny. Then I tell them how I've been in business for 10 years, a successful business by 2005, where I was fat, dumb, and happy. Now here's the loss piece. Then in early 2005, I got a phone call and learned that my primary business had been taken from me. I have to tread lightly here due to legal agreements, but that's the sum total of it. What had been a healthy and very profitable business was gone. Poof, nothing left. This is the loss and redemption, where you have something and then you lose it and then you get it back. It's quite a journey to take people through when you're telling a story. So I'm telling them I had a successful business and then with one phone call, it was gone. When I answered the phone, I had a strong, viable, long-running business. When I got off the phone, I didn't have a business. This may sound hard to believe, but it's true. One more thing. This was absolutely not related to any regulatory issues. It was purely internal matter within the business. What do you think I did when I got off that fateful phone call? I laughed. That's right. It might be hard for you to believe, but I remember it like it was yesterday. Seriously, after I hung up the phone, I laughed. And this, as an aside, this is very true. I was actually sitting in the same chair I'm in now, at the same desk I am now, and the same phone sitting a foot away from me. And I can remember like it was yesterday. This really did happen. Here's the reason I laughed. I knew I had the skills and knowledge to create something bigger, better, more perfectly suited to my goals and lifestyle, and I knew I could do it fast. Now, if you were mixing in the hero's journey piece, like you, that you'd go on and on about your trials and tribulations and how hard it was to get back. But for me, that really wasn't the part of the story. The part of the story was that I took my techniques and I used them for myself. It was sort of like, you know, physician, heal thyself. If you can really do it, then go out and do it. So that's what I did. I'm telling them I had some emotional trauma, but I never worried what I would do because I had the product launch formula. Didn't take long. You probably know all about product launch formula. You probably have an inkling that it's done pretty well. Just how well might shock you. I went from 0 to 7-figure business in just a few months. As they say, the proof is in the pudding. Product launch formula is just one spoke of a business that allowed me to make $1 million in the first 12 months. The business didn't exist until October 21st, 2005. I didn't start working on it until the summer of 2005. At that point, I didn't have a product. I didn't have a list. I had very little name recognition in the internet marketing world. So basically, this is a little bit of the loss and redemption. You know, up here, I had a successful business. Then I lost it and turned around and hit a home run. And people love to see someone who's down for a bit turn around and come back strong. So that's the loss and redemption story. Okay, so this stuff might seem sort of theoretical and not very concrete. So let's take a look in how to create your story. So this is actually much, much easier than you would think. And if you thought that stuff was too deep and esoteric, then I think you're going to like this part because I've just boiled this down to some very simple steps. Now, if you go back and take a look at the homework you did in Module 1, then basically this is the way you create your story. You start off saying, I'm a lot like you, or I think you're a lot like me, or I think we're a lot alike. And then you name the frustration, and you should have written down the frustrations up here in Module 1 homework. Then you talk about your aspiration or your dream. And then you talk about how you found the solution to this frustration that was going to let you achieve this aspiration. And then you tell them how you've decided to share the solution. Now, again, this probably seems theoretical as well. But now what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a look at some of the hot seats. And I'm going to show you how to use this formula, this very, very simple formula, to create your stories. Okay, here we go. So here's one of the case studies. This is the survey that Neil filled out. And he's going to his niche is providing information, tools, and resources and support for people who want to get jobs on cruise ships. So he's basically selling an 18-module online course that teaches people how to get jobs and work on cruise ships. The course is delivered online. Students can learn at their own pace. Yada, yada, yada. So it looks like a very extensive course. So his prospects are early 20s to early 30s, males and females. They've got a pretty decent income. They like travel, adventure, meeting new friends. They don't like commitment, and they don't want to be tied down to career, house. They finished school or college, but they're not sure what they want to do with their lives. They probably have a dead-end job. They want some excitement, and they want to get away from the rut. They want to get out of hometown. Feel like they need to get away while they're still young with no tie-downs. Okay, this is great description. Neil did a fantastic job. What do they really want? They want to have an amazing life experience that they can look back with fond memories, traveling to glamorous destinations, meeting new people, having fun. Hot points. Stuck in a rut. Life is boring. They feel like they don't have any real prospects. They want to do something exciting before they get serious about marriage, kids, mortgage. Top fears and frustrations. They're worried about having regrets when they're older. Top wants and desires. Travel the world and visit exotic, glamorous places. Okay, so that gives us lots of great information there. So let's go back to our mind map. Okay, so let's just fill in the blanks on this one. So we're going to start off with, a lot of times you start with a common frustration, and sometimes you start with the aspiration or dream. You can swap those around. So let's just do some cut and paste. So that's their aspiration. Okay, so the frustration would be what? That they're in a rut. That they're stuck in a rut. Life is boring. There's no prospects. Okay. How you found the solution. Solution, of course, is the cruise line industry and jobs in the cruise line industry. And, of course, you've decided to share okay. Let's just make this bigger now. And we'll go ahead and we'll, that's probably too small for you to see. So I'm just going to make it bigger. There we go. Okay. Okay, so let's just walk right through it. You know, I think I'm a lot like you. When I got out of college, I really had this sense of adventure. I wanted to travel the world and visit exotic, glamorous places. I just did not want to get stuck in a rut. I just did not want to be another person in a corporate job with a mortgage and a spouse and 2.1 kids. I was really after some new life experiences. But you know, as I got out of college, it seems like every path I looked down just led me right into, you know, that same old rut, that same boring path that everyone seemed to be taking. And I just decided that was not for me. So I just kept on looking around, trying for something, trying to find some way I could actually support myself and make a living while I was traveling, something that where I could avoid that corporate world where I just get stuck in a rut. And after searching and searching, I actually found the one industry that had it all going on. I mean, the cruise line industry basically has openings all the time where they're looking for skilled people, they pay you well, and you get to see the world. But the only problem I had was, how do you break into that industry? It is competitive. I mean, you know, I'm not the only one, you're not the only one looking for this type of a position where you can travel and still make good money. So the one thing I've always been is a researcher, and I've been able to research stuff and just dig deep down into it and find solutions. So I decided to take those skills and put them to use in looking at the cruise line industry. And what I found was that if you knew the right tricks, if you knew really how to put it together, you could almost turn it into a formula and get the job that you wanted in the cruise on a cruise ship. You could be working on a cruise ship for a cruise line, traveling the world, getting paid well, and having, you know, a wild adventure instead of sitting back at your desk in corporate America, you know, bored to tears, hanging on for your next vacation. So what I decided to do, after I sat down, I came up with this formula, and, you know, I'd gotten this experience in the cruise industry. What I decided to do was to sit down and create this course that so I could actually show other people, because frankly, you know, like I said, I think we're a lot alike. I've got, you know, I had this huge passion to travel, and I know there's lots of other people that have that passion to travel. And I just thought if I could just share this with them, then I would help them find their passion. So what I did was I sat down and I created what turned out to be like the first online course of its kind in the world that's not taught by some school or college. I mean, this is real world stuff. This isn't like ivory tower college stuff where, you know, they just give you a bunch of theory. This is real world nuts and bolts stuff that's actually going to help you land a job on a cruise ship. You get a recognized qualification. You're going to get a real certificate of completion that you can send in with your resume or your application. This is instant impact. It's instant impact on your goal or your quest to get a job on a cruise ship. You just take this certificate, you put this on your resume, your job application, and you're going to, you know, it's going to open doors for you. You're basically going to walk out of this with a thorough understanding of the cruise line industry before you even get on the ship, and that's why they're going to want to hire you. So that's your basic story. I mean, also, as you can see, all I did was take the stuff that Neil had written, and I put it in a sequence and, you know, sort of tied it together. Okay, let's do another one. Okay, so this is an interesting one. Steven, his market is electronics for bicyclists and motorcyclists, GPS, electronic training devices, and stuff like that. Okay, so who's his prospect? He actually gave his prospect a name, so that's really cool. That's a great start. Will is a youthful 48 years old, intelligent, well-educated, has a good job as a stockbroker, good physical shape because he loves bicycle racing, married, 4 kids in high school, very busy, and his life can be stressful. What does he really want? He lives for the weekend. He's a weekend warrior when he can get out on the open road and ride his bike. He's a competitive racer and wants to be in the best possible physical condition. This is a strategy more than just winning bike races, because when he wins a race or at least places well in the finish, it's proof that he's not over the hill. So this guy's, he wants to be in good physical shape. He takes pride in being in good physical shape, better shape than people are 20 years younger. And winning makes him more confident. Hot points, people who don't follow through on commitments, don't do what they say. When things break or don't work the way they're supposed to, especially when they're brand new, it's a big pet peeve. Okay, that's good. The top fear would be getting out of shape and falling apart physically, because much of Will's sense of well-being comes from being in great physical condition. He was also afraid that his life's getting so busy, he eventually won't have time to train for these events. Okay, that's good. Top wants or desires, he wants to be happy, wants to feel good about himself, wants to be in the best possible shape so he can win races, or at least know he's done well. He wants his wife and kids to be happy, wants his equipment to work. What things is your product or do or give your prospect? It's going to teach them things about themselves that they can actually make big improvements in their training and endurance by better understanding what their strengths and weaknesses are. Okay, so let's do some cut and paste here. We're going to take what they really want and we'll paste it into the aspirations or dreams. Then the common frustration, paste that in. This is, I think a real key in this one is going to be that this guy doesn't have much time, Will doesn't have much time, and he wants to improve his performance. He doesn't want to get out of shape. But his life's getting so busy that he's worried about this. So if these electronics can actually help him train in a more efficient manner, that's cool. But like if they're so complicated he can't use them, that's uncool. So let's just put that in here, because electronics supposed to make things easier. Are too complicated. Because up in here, Steven said that he's going to basically reduce the price for a limited time during the launch and include lots of information-based bonuses to tell people how great it is and understand how they use it even before they buy it. A lot of these type of things, you know, they're so darn complicated. If you've ever played with a GPS, they can be so complicated, it's hard to use. So I think the key in this sale is to make it seem, to have it turn into Will can do more training more efficiently with these devices, but he's not going to be able to do that unless he gets some good training. So so how you found the solution? Let's see. So let's go ahead and paste this in. This isn't the most powerful piece here of the whole thing. And we're going to put that in here as well. So that's not all that great, but we're going to work with it as we've got it. So let me make this a little bigger so people can read it. Okay, let's see what we've got. Well, this didn't get any bigger, did it? Okay, there we go. So let's see what we've got here. Okay, so I changed it around a little bit. I paused it there. I took this how you found the solution out of here, because this is really a solution. We're going to have to work on that when we get there. But basically, you know, I think we're a lot alike. I've always been something of an athlete myself, and as I've, you know, got out of college, I kept on competing in different things. And not too long ago, I started cycling competitively, and I'll tell you what, I just cannot wait for the weekend where I can get out and just tear it up on my bike. And, you know, I've got this great life. I've got a wife. I've got kids in high school. I've got this challenging job. You know, I do okay with the job. But, you know, the thing that I just really love staying active and staying in great shape, and it's fun. I get out on these rides, and sometimes I'm whipping these guys' butts who are 20 years younger than me. It's just awesome. And really, you know, it's important to me to stay in shape, and it's important to me looking forward as I get older to stay in shape. But you know what? I'll tell you, lately with the job and the family, it's just getting harder and harder to train, to find the time to train. I just love to train. I love to be on my bike, but it's getting harder and harder to find that time. So what I decided, you know, I looked at this electronics revolution that I see everywhere. You know, we've all got computers and computers and cell phones and Blackberries and everything. And I started to wonder about, like, if I took some of that technology and applied it to my training, could I make my training more efficient so that I wasn't spending as much time on my bike, but I still training more effectively and getting the same results? So what I did was I started to look at, like, these GPSs and these heart rate monitors, and all of it was the I could see that this was a great way to train, and that I could be a lot more efficient in my training. But I was always frustrated because these electronics were, like, so unbelievably overly complex that I had to sit down. They'd give me a manual that was like 2 inches thick, and I'd sit there and I'd have to pour through that manual. And by the time I figured one thing out, I'd forgotten everything else. I mean, I just don't know why they can't make these things a little bit simpler. Okay. So there we are. We're so far. We basically gave the aspiration and the common frustration, and now I just got a brainstorm here. It's like, who always helps you figure out your problems? It's always the teenagers. I know that's the way it works in my house. Is my kids show me how to use. Anytime we get any super complicated things, my kids are showing me how to use it. So that's, I think. So if common frustration was, I'm worried about not having enough time to train. Electronics are they're supposed to be simple, make my life simpler, but they actually make things more complex. So the solution I would go for here would be my teenagers. And it'd sort of be along the lines of, we just finished talking about how these things are so complicated and I can't understand why. So what I decided to do was, I actually, the last time I got one of those GPS units or one of those heart rate monitors, I did what I always seem to do in my house, is I handed it over to one of my teenagers and I let him play with it for an hour. And sure enough, he had the whole entire thing wired and figured out. And the funny thing is he was able to sit down and explain all the different modes and exactly how it worked. And so I gave him another device, and he did the exact same thing. And so I actually, after I spent a little bit of time and after he showed me how to do this, it all started to make sense. And I started to get fantastic results out of it. I started, you know, my training, I cut 30% of the time off my training because I was able to train at my heart rate, you know, at my target heart rate, and get better results out of it. So what I decided to do is to take that 3-inch manual and turn it from this geek speak and actually sit down and write and put together a guide in exactly how to use this without getting into all those super crazy esoteric screens. And you know, I just basically took away the pain of all those things you don't need to know, and I just narrowed it down to the things that are going to get you the quickest results, the fastest, and make you the most efficient in your training. So this is what I decided to do, is I put together, you know, I went to the manufacturer and I was able to work out a deal where I can actually offer you this product for whatever, you know, less money than it should cost because you're going to launch with a discount, where I've actually put together this great deal. And I've also taken that guide I've written and, you know, through the miracle of the internet, I can get this to you immediately through a download, like a digital download of a PDF document that you can print out on your own computer And I'm going to give this to you as part of our 1 week special when we launch this thing. You're not only going to get $75 off on this GPS heart rate monitor, but you're also going to get my guide that shows you in 10 minutes how to learn 90% of the functions and take you from, you know, absolute utter confusion looking at this thing to being able to actually work all the functions that you need to work. And so I think that's the story I would go with. It would be basically you touch into their aspirations and their dreams. Then you talk about the common frustration is A, you don't have enough time, and B, even if you could get the tools that could help you be more efficient and save time, they're still too difficult to learn how to use. So magically you found a solution and now you've put together the entire solution so they can get a great break on the price, plus they've got this information so that they can use it quickly, easily, and efficiently. Okay, this is a good one. So the niche or market is culinary school prospective students for culinary schools. It's an information product that it's basically CDs, transcripts, a directory that it looks like it's going to show people about going to culinary school. Prospect, young male or female, actually could be any age, who plan to go to culinary school. And they're wondering if it's right for them. They're not sure which school, what are the costs, they're not sure about work afterwards, not sure if this is the answer to their dreams. They want to work in restaurants and be chefs. They want to own their own restaurant. Their hot points, now this is some juicy stuff. They're unsure if they're good enough, unsure if they'll graduate, not sure which school's right for them. Will they get a job? Are they reaching too high? Should they spend all that money for school? So I don't know about culinary school. I don't know much about culinary school, but it sounds like it's expensive. I could imagine it's expensive. What are their top fears or frustrations? They feel stuck where they are. They want to be in the center of the food industry. They watch the food shows and yearn to be somehow be involved. They worry about the money it will take. Their friends and family tell them it's silly to be a chef. And they want to work in the kitchen. They want to work in a kitchen. They want to create beautiful presentations for others. They want to be involved in the romance that they feel is part of the chef's world. Fine dining, interesting people, beautiful surroundings. What things does your product do?